Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to this episode. I wanted to talk to you in this episode about a recent development with the Department of Justice and real estate. So, and let me be clear, this isn't the first time the Department of Justice has looked into real estate practices. It's not that, it's not super uncommon, but it's not the most common thing that happens, in business. I mean, the Department of Justice is there to look into multiple different business practices. But if you listen to my podcast episode, from, I don't know, 20 or 30 episodes ago, I brought up, the class action lawsuit that was filed by one homeowner, and currently the class action is looking for other homeowners to join the suit. But it was filed by a homeowner in the Midwest and in Minnesota who alleged and is alleging that MLSs, so the multiple listing services that are all around the U.S., and there are quite a few. There used to be more than there are now, but there are quite a few. He alleged that MLSs are violating the Sherman Antitrust Act, and I talked about that more in detail in that episode. But it, you know, it has to do with collusion and anti-competitive practices. And so it looks like the Department of Justice is now getting involved with respect to this lawsuit. Now, they didn't come out and say that, but the lawsuit wasn't filed more than 2 months ago. I think it was inside of 90 days from today. And we're towards the end of May here in 2019, May 22nd. And it just looks like what the Department of Justice is doing is in correlation to that. Now, they're not working with the law firms that filed that class action suit. And again, if you go back and listen to that episode, the suit was filed by a group of attorneys that have taken on big tobacco and won, that have taken on companies like Apple and Google and have won. So they're not lightweights when it comes to filing lawsuits. And so they obviously believe it has enough merit to actually file the suit and go through with discovery and so forth, which is what happens when people file lawsuits against somebody else. So it's interesting to note that the Department of Justice would get involved and is now requesting very detailed data from CoreLogic, which is a company that handles information for multiple MLSs, from my understanding. So having said that, you know, what does it all mean? I mean, I don't think the real estate industry is going to change overnight for sure. But, you know, typically where there's smoke, there's a little bit of fire, right? So if the lawsuit is happening, so that lawsuit was filed by the gentleman in Minnesota. And then there was another class action suit filed under very similar circumstances with another big law firm in another state, and I cannot remember the details right now as for this podcast, but it was a very similar lawsuit claiming very similar things, that MLSs in general are anti-competitive, that they force sellers to pay a buyer's agent when they don't actually hire that person. The MLSs would argue, and realtors and the real estate industry in general would argue that they're not anti-competitive, that that's the way the business works and in fact creates the best possible competition. But I think homeowners are starting to understand more and more. They're becoming more and more savvy to the fact that they shouldn't have to pay two sets of commissions, especially at the price point that they're paying them at. And there's really no evidence to suggest they should have to do that either, other than the fact that the entire industry, who is in control of the information, says, well, this is the best way that it should work. But that's easy to say when you're the person, you know, holding all the information. It's easy to say, well, yeah, we provide information and it allows the marketplace to be competitive. Does it? And I think that's the big question that people are asking. Of course, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm of the opinion that the fee in general is just, it's just too large, which is why, again, you know, I'm providing this podcast to help homeowners who want to go it alone, to give them the right resources and tools that would help them do that. Because at the end of the day, the MLSs are really an advertising platform. When somebody puts a property on the MLS, they're simply putting pictures and a description of the property out into a digital space where other people can look at it. And the contention from these lawsuits and from, you know, people that are paying the fees to sell property is that what are you really doing other than, you know, putting the property out there for sale? Now, agents negotiate contracts, but I'd say constantly they're fill in the blank contracts. It's not like they're written in such a way that nobody could understand them. I mean, agents, they have to read them just like everybody else has to read them. The difference is over time they get to memorize them, but anybody can read that contract and fill in those blanks for what needs to be done to put a house under contract. So anyways, I don't want to go down that road in this podcast. I just wanted to bring up the fact that the Department of Justice is now getting involved. I mean, the requests have been made, and that's not something that really I think should be taken lightly. They must feel like something is going on. Now, having said that, the Department of Justice, you know, doesn't always investigate the right things in the right manner. I mean, everybody's human, and everybody makes mistakes. But it is interesting to note that they're at least interested in collecting data themselves on what's happening. Because as a government, they are responsible for the laws of the land and making sure that the citizens that they are there to protect are being protected by the laws that are in place. And so, when these lawsuits come up, especially on an antitrust law, the Sherman antitrust law has been around for more than 100 years. And it's taken down some very large businesses and it's used very effectively for anti-competitive practices. So knowing that, I think is interesting. And I think those who are paying attention to the real estate world, especially homeowners who are looking to sell their properties and looking to do it on their own, this is the kind of information that that becomes valuable to know and helps them make an assessment on, you know, what they want to do, whether or not they want to hire someone to help them or whether or not they want to take on the project on their own. And if you listen through the homeowner interviews that I've done, and I just did another one recently with a working mom, married, two kids, but she works, and she's now taking on her second home sale. The first one was successful, and in the interview she shares that they got more money for the property than they expected to get. And so it just goes to show you that homeowners are are becoming more and more savvy and realize that this is something that they can tackle on their own and be successful at. So take that for what it's worth, that the Department of Justice is investigating the real estate industry once again. It happened back in 2005. They got involved with some things. And ultimately, from what I read, nothing really ever came of it. But this time, maybe something will change, and the industry will recognize that the consumer is quite frustrated and tired of paying these ridiculous fees that they charge. So, anyways, I hope that's helpful to you. You know, before I end the podcast, I just want to share with you, you know, even though I'm not a licensed real estate agent any longer, I still follow the industry very closely for a number of reasons. One, it's just something I'm very interested in. Two, to make sure that the information I'm giving you is still relevant to today, even though I'm not practicing buying and selling real estate for clients. And honestly, I always had a problem with the selling side of it, the fees that were charged. But it's so dictated to you by the industry what you must charge that it was difficult to do anything different. But anyways, the information that I get is out there. You know, I read articles from all different publications on subjects in real estate. So I feel like I'm getting a very broad perspective in terms of the opinion of certain publications, right? There's each publication out there that you read has a particular agenda, if you will. They want to give you the news in their opinion, which is how it works. And so I try and read publications that, politically speaking, would come from both sides of the aisle to make sure that there is sort of a middle ground that we're working from when we read things in the media. But I also read industry news. I subscribe to an industry news platform that sends daily information, and I read over it just to understand what's happening in the marketplace from the perspective of just real estate in general, and then from the perspective of how brokers and real estate agents are still conducting their business, which is largely, you know, just to win new business. That is largely what dollars are spent on in the real estate industry. So anyways, I hope you find that helpful. And as always, I hope to see you on the next podcast.